السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء كرام، respected brothers, those listening at the madrasa, over receivers and also over the radio station, it is once again a majlis of zikr, and I've explained this many times to those who come here regularly, that every majlis has got its own flavor, it has got its own taste. A majlis of waaz, a majlis of bayan, will have a different flavor. If we have tilawat of the Quran Sharif, it will have a different noor. If we have durood and salam, it will have another flavor. If we discuss what is happening in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Somalia, in Sudan, and other parts of the world, then that will have a different flavor. Every majlis has got its own noor, its own flavor. And we require all the different majalis. We always talk about a balanced diet. We say that there is a need for a balanced diet. And in that balanced diet, they talk about different kinds of minerals and vitamins and so many other things. Nobody says that you must only have vitamin A and nothing else. Whole day you must have something that only has vitamin A. There are different things. Now this is the ihsan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon His servants, upon the believers, that He gave us so many different ways of attaining rewards, blessings, sawab, His closeness, His ma'rifat, His yaqeen, the muhabbat of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many different ways. Because if we had been given just one ibadat, that just makes salat all the time, then we would have said, na'uzu billah, that we are now tired, we are getting bored, na'uzu billah. Whereas a person who has got ma'rifat of Allah ta'ala will never get bored. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us different kinds of ibadat. And that is the beauty of Islam, that it is a package, it is a whole. It has got all the different ingredients well blended. If a person has to practice on the teachings of Islam, then he will enjoy a life of peace, of happiness, of contentment, of sukoon in this world and in the akhirah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to this world, or when he announced his nubuwwat, he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, while Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was bain al ma'i wa tween. His noor was the first thing that was created. Awwal ma khalaqa Allahu nuri. However, his announcement of nubuwwat when he gave. So at that time, we know what the situation in the world was. No matter how bad a situation we may be finding ourselves in at present, or the condition around the world, we say, it's terrible. Nothing but killings, murders, wars, bombings, destruction of life and property. Nothing but grabbing, harming, devouring. Human beings have become animals. In fact, the animals, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is what He made for their rizq. But they too have certain kind of limitations. They do not go beyond that. But human beings have become so greedy that whether it is for gold or for silver or for uranium or for platinum or whatever it is that is around the world, to grab the resources, to get the oil resources, then there is no concern of another person's life or property or what amount of destruction the person causes. So although we may be finding ourselves in such a kind of situation at present, but it is not as bad as the world was when Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam came amongst them. Burying of daughters alive, now we can't even imagine. And that was like a norm, it was common. If a girl was born, female child was born, then they considered that to be very great embarrassment and shame. So they should dig up a pit and bury her alive. Drinking, we can't even imagine. They used to drink like how we drink water. Murders, killings, and anything that you can think of under the sun. But look at the total change and the total reformation that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings brought. The Quran Sharif brought. When did it bring that change? When his companions brought total Islam into their lives. Not just one branch from here and one branch from there. I always say that at present we have become specialists. Everyone is a specialist. Somebody's namaz is excellent. Excellent namaz he will perform. First saf. And with great khushu and khuzu, with great devotion, dedication, meditation. But after that, if you have to look at his akhlaq, if you have to look at his character, if you have to look at his dealings, then you won't find Islam. Somebody will be fasting, keeping a lot of fasts, and say, I keep a lot of nafil fast. And somebody will be saying, every year I go for Hajj, every year I go for Umrah. Become specialist in Hajj and Umrah. Somebody becomes a specialist in charities. He says that I give so much that I can't even keep count. So everybody is becoming a specialist. But yet that person who is giving plentiful of charity, if you have to look at his namaz, then you will not find him anywhere. Those people will be talking plenty about Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq and the world. But when it will come to Fajr time, then they will be missing from the masjid. And many of them will be in deep sleep because they have made great amount of input and they have made great amount of effort into informing the world about the conditions in these countries. So what I am saying is this, that there is a need for everything. We must not divorce one at the expense of the other. There is no question of specializing when it comes to salat and zakat, that we specialize. That's the only thing we do. Like how we have specialists, we have eye specialists, then the only thing he does from morning till evening is look at the eyes. The heart specialist is concerned about the heart. So we need those specialists also. But at least the person must be obeying Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all the departments. We don't say that every person will be able to do everything to the maximum. He cannot do that. We do not have that capacity like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had, or his companions had. One person cannot be everything. But I'm talking about every individual's life, that in that life there must be salat, zakat, hajj, fasting, there must be fulfillment of the rights of people, there must be akhlaq, that character that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam possessed, or the teachings of akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Good character, good moral, good behavior, concern for the poor, for the needy, for the widows, for the destitute. Now all these things have to be in the life of a person. He may not be able to do too much in every department, but at least that feeling must be there. Or to whatever extent he can make amal, he must make amal. If there is going to be a deficiency in any field, then it is going to affect the whole society. And this is what is happening at present. That unfortunately we who claim to be Muslims, then we do not have total Islam in our lives. Some have good namaz, some have good fast, some have good hajj, some have good charities, some have good service to the poor and needy. But we will not look at all the areas. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the society that he left behind in Madina Sharif, his companions, then we will find that every sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everyone without fail, you cannot point at any one companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he was not making salat 5 times a day. And his salat also was of a kind that we cannot even imagine. That kind of khushu and khuzu they had. But yet, together with that salat, there was also the other ibadat. Who could have made more jihad than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions? Who did more charitable work than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions? Who cared more for the widows and the destitute and for the orphans and for the poor and for those in need? Who cared more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and his companions? But do we find even one companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he was persistent in sins? Can anyone point one companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? 124,000 of them were there at the plains of Arafat. But point just any one companion of the whole 124,000 that were on Arafat, besides those who, there were so many others who could not make it to Arafat. But point one sahabi that he was persistent in sins, or that he was not there for his prayers. He was negligent when it came to his 5-time prayers. He was negligent when it came to zakat, or when it came to fasting, or he was negligent when it came to the other ibadat and zikr and tilawat. You will never find, not one. And those were the people that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala promised that he will give them dominance in the world. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Tamakkun fil ard," you will get. You will get government, you will get dominance, you will get everything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had said, "In tansurullaha yansurkum." Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had promised them in so many different ayat, so many things. History bears testimony to the fact that whatever promises were made by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, each and every one was fulfilled, because they had complete deen, complete Islam in their lives. There was no compartmentalization. Everyone was a namazi. Everyone was fasting in Ramadan. Everyone, if zakat was due, they were giving. Everyone was making hajj if it was farz. Everyone was caring, sharing. Everyone respected the elders. Everyone loved the young ones. Everyone had compassion. Everyone had mercy. Everyone had kindness. Everyone had the milk of sympathy flowing for everyone, whether they were Muslims or non-Muslims. There was no discrimination when it came to assistance and help and service. They cared for everyone. They gave mankind a constitution. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a constitution which the world cannot even understand. But because we drifted very much from deen, we went far, far away from deen. So there is no example left. We only talk. We have now become talkers. In our life there is nothing but talk. Our hal and our qal are two different things. Our qal is different. Our speeches are different. And when it comes to our real condition, it is different. Each and every one of us must x-ray ourselves and look at our character, look at our akhlaq. Can each and every one of us say that if you want to know about my character, go and ask my wife? She will tell you what a good person I am. And yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his wife, who had known him for 15 years, because after he got married, 15 years after that, now for 15 years she had got to know him. And look at the beautiful words of praise that Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala now gives with regards to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when he returned from the cave of Hira. Now this is a majlis of zikr, I'm not going into any bayan, but my mind just went on to these things. That look at what glowing praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam by a wife who's been with him 15 years in and out. So that was a Muslim. That his parents were happy, his children were happy, his neighbors were happy, his families were happy with him. Everyone spoke about his good character, about his honesty, about his truthfulness, about his charities, about his love, about his compassion, about his mercy, about his kindness, about his sincerity. Everyone was happy. And what is our condition today? Parents are not happy with the children. Children not happy with the parents. Husbands not happy with the wives. Wives hating the husbands. In fact, one woman said, "Maulana, must I still sit in Iddat? My husband was a terrorist. He was a zalim. He tortured me. He abused me. And now he died. Must I still sit in Iddat?" Now imagine, the wife says, she says, "I'm extremely happy that he's gone. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not speaking a lie." She says, "I'm extremely happy that he's gone. Because he didn't want to give me talaq. I went through different offices and societies, and but every time he used the power that he had to prevent and block any kind of decision. Now that he has died, I'm extremely happy. Do I still have to sit in Iddat?" Now what kind of a wife is that, and what kind of a husband is that? So the husbands are not happy with the wives are not happy with the husbands. Neighbors are not happy. Society is not happy with us. Our clients are not happy. Our customers are complaining. If we work for someone, they complain that we do not do justice. And we complain that they are not doing justice. So there is a need for total change, for a reformation. And this will not be just achieved by high-powered talks. There has to be some kind of commitment. There has to be a starting point. And it is not impossible. If it had been achieved in the past, it can be achieved at present. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us a beautiful deen and went. Yes, I was talking about zikrullah, that this majlis is of zikr. And that is where we went to all these pointers. That in zikrullah, there will be a different flavor. Now in the majlis of zikr, now we expect the person to talk on what is happening in Somalia, what is happening in Palestine, what is happening around the globe. So we will say that for that there are other majalis. We have other programs. We have on other nights, bayans, waz. So these things will be discussed at that time. Now here we get together to make istighfar, to make tawbah, to turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to seek His help and assistance, and to bring Him into our lives. Because the real zikr, that is what it is. That in everything, we are conscious that my Allah is watching. That He is living, He is powerful, He is almighty, He is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. That is the purpose. That we bring that realization that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is my creator, He is my Rabb, He is my sustainer, my life is in His hands, my sustenance in His hands, my sight, hearing and speech in His control. Can anyone say that it is in His control? Can any one of us claim that we know what is happening in our stomach, our bladder, our kidney, our heart and everything, whatever is happening, we are well aware of everything. Look at the number of accidents recently. I've been mentioning this many times. That those people who passed away, many of them have become shaheed. Allah Ta'ala bless them with high stages in Jannat and give sabre jameel and ajre azim to those kith and kin and family members that they have left behind. But for us, there is a lesson that we don't know when death can come. So we must be ever ready. Now that Hujjaj are returning from Madina Tayyibah and Makkatul Mukarramah, and the time too is running very, very fast, so we will just read a few couplets from a very beautiful Naat Sharif of Behzad Lakhnavi, Ghame Firaqe Madina. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی ہم
مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی۔ یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جان وہ روح و نظر۔ یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جان وہ روح و نظر۔ یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا، ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی۔ ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی۔ When a person's heart is restless, he cannot seem to find any kind of peace and contentment and satisfaction. Because of our sins, we experience such amount of restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Because we are believers in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the punishment for the believers in this world, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives, it is in actual fact an ihsan of His. It is a favor of His that He gets us up from our slumber and sleep, makes us return to Him, make tawbah istighfar. But of course, difficulties, hardships, tests and trials come upon those who are very, very pious and very righteous and great God-fearing people also. But for them, even in that pain and that suffering and that difficulty and those sicknesses and diseases, they experience a kind of closeness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For Allah Ta'ala Himself has declared, "Inna Allaha ma'as sabireen." So they will take treatment, medication, everything. But you will not find them restless, complaining of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he says, "Hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye? Qalbe hairan ki taski wahin reh gayi. Why did we ever return from Madina Sharif? The heart which was finding sukoon in Madina Sharif, seems that we left it behind in Madina Sharif and came away. We left our hearts behind in Madina Sharif. The sukoon we left behind in Madina Sharif. Everything got left behind in Madina Sharif. Because Madina Sharif is a city where there is nothing but sukoon, tranquility, peace, serenity, joy, happiness. Rains of rahmat and noor pouring all the time. The countries of the world can boast of different kinds of tourist attraction. But where can they ever boast of having Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The ground on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's body was placed to rest is more precious and more greater than even the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Everything of Madina Sharif is nothing but noor. Hum Madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalbe hairan ki taskeen wahin reh gayi. دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی، ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی۔ اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام، وہ صلاتیں سکون آفری رہ گئی۔ اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام۔ مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی۔ جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی،
جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی, جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی, جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر, وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی, ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی. پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ و فتح قریب, ہم رواں جب ہوئے سوئے کوئے حبیب, برکت رحمت ساتھ چلنے لگی, بے بسی زندگی کی یہی رہ گئی, ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکین وہی رہ گئی. زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر, زندگانی کاش ہوتی, زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر, کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر, اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر, یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی, ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے, قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی. As all my other tamanna has got fulfilled, the only tamanna that desire was that I should have remained forever and ever in Madina Sharif. That is one desire which remains. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless all those who have returned from Hajj with Hajj maqbool, mabroor, accept their duas, and Allah bless us all with the opportunity of visiting Makkatul Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba. Now we'll have a little bit of zikrullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu, la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la
ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. It means in my heart must be the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our hearts must be filled with the love of Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we love everything because Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have asked us to love. Or whatever we love, it will be because of the hukam of Allah, the order of Allah. Love your parents, love your children, love your wives. Now all these things we will do because it is Allah ta'ala's hukam. First love will be for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر.
Those who place their trust on other than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they are very very disappointed. We can see the Muslim countries and anywhere around the world if you have to go. Those whose trust was placed in America, in Europe, in Britain, they are the superpowers, they will come to our assistance, they will help us. Look at the destruction that it has caused. Our gaze must be on Allah Ta'ala. We make use of the means, but we must have absolutely no gaze on any person's wealth or property or position or anything like that. Allah is the great. Turn towards Him, seek from Him, then make use of the means.
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu.
Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. Gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne. Pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne. Uske naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah illallah 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 illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin was salatu was salam ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursalin sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyasal mustaghithin, ya rahimal masakin, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram. O my beloved Allah, O my rahim Allah, O my kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving Allah. O my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. O my most tolerant Allah. O my most generous, most kind Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. You dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, we have recited durood and salam upon Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have taken your Mubarak name. Now we have extended our begging bowls before you, my Allah. If we beg of human beings, they become angry. But Ya Allah, if we don't beg of you, you become angry. For your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Ya Allah, this very moment you are seeing us. You are listening to us. You can assist us and help us. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. My beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. We are acknowledging every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Day and night we have disobeyed you. We have used your very bounties for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, the great bounty of sight we used for so much for your disobedience. The great ni'mat and bounty of hearing we used for your disobedience. Our speech we used for your disobedience. Our hands and feet we have used so much for your disobedience. Ya Allah, our intelligence we have used for your disobedience. So much of our wealth we have used for your disobedience. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. He would have seized us. He would have ordered the earth to open and swallow each and every one of us. But Ya Allah, you are merciful. You are forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness. Something that's most beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners, as long as they return to you and seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. You who bless billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions and deeds? We were fooling ourselves, my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we were fooling ourselves if we thought that no one was watching. But my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Forgive the entire mankind, my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Give us the tawfiq to return to whomsoever whatever is due. To fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our neighbors, our society, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To fulfill the rights of all, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. It is not difficult for you to change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that we have distanced ourselves from the Quran, from the Sunnah, from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ah, my beloved Allah, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever they went, people used to look at their akhlaq, their dealings, their transactions, their compassion, their mercy, their kindness, and they used to accept Islam. Today they look at us and they distance themselves from Islam. My Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Change the condition of our lives. Change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts have become filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy. Ha, my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? The hearts which were supposed to be for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have given it to everything else except you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, man has the science of transplant of physical heart. We are seeking from you the transplant of a spiritually sound heart. Our hearts have gone beyond the stage where even a bypass will help. Ya Allah, we need a transplant, and it is not difficult for you. The companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, many of them came from Christian background, Jewish background, somewhere from the munafiqeen, somewhere from the kuffar, somewhere from the mushrikeen. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. What a dramatic change in their lives. Ya Allah, then what is it difficult for you to change the direction of our lives? At present we are moving in the direction of Jahannam, the fire of hell. Our homes have become Jahannam on earth. Our lives, my beloved Allah, there's no peace, there's no happiness, there's no sukoon, there is nothing but quarrels, arguments, fights and divisions and disunity. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein. Maza aa jaye maula dil badal. Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long are we going to remain on the surface of the earth as hypocrites? Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of Iman, with the noor of Yaqeen, with the noor of Tilawat. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of Ibadat, with the noor of Hajj and Umrah, with the noor of service to the poor, to the needy, to the destitute, to the orphans and the widows. Noor of service to mankind. My beloved Allah, with the noor of Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. So many have met up with accidents. They are in hospitals, they are in clinics, they are in homes. So many amongst us, they are sick and ailing. So many around the world are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, bless everyone with complete shifa and cure from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whether it is AIDS or any other kind of sickness that is rampant, my beloved Allah, bless everyone with cure. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands. Shifa is in your hands. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zaroor marizo ki shifa, lekin daste khuda mein hai. Ya Allah, bless everyone with complete shifa. Bless us with complete shifa of our spiritual ailments. Clean and purify our hearts, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Why should we even think of haram when there is no shortage of halal in your treasures? Ya Allah, give us the realization that you are the provider of rizq and sustenance. You provide from sources that are unknown. Ya Allah, all treasures of sustenance lie with you. Why should we go towards the casinos? Why should we go towards stealing? Why should we go towards anything that is haram, where there is no shortage of halal in your treasures? Bless us all with halal rizq and sustenance. Take out of our hearts greed, which is taking us to so much of haram. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, but their children have become a pain in the neck for the parents, Ya Allah, bless them with akhlaq. Ya Allah, give the parents also the courage and the himmat to throw out of their homes and lives all that which has brought corruption in the morals of the children. Oh, my beloved Allah, make us models and examples for our children. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you and to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have passed away, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give the children and the kith and kin sabr jameel and ajr azim. Oh, my beloved Allah, throughout the world there is nothing but wars. There is nothing but crime. There is nothing but destruction. Change the conditions around the globe. It is not difficult for you. Don't look at our sins, my beloved Allah. Look at your mercy and your kindness, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give hidayah to the entire mankind. Bless everyone with Islam and Iman. Let the winds of Islam and Iman blow throughout the continents. We are the ones, my beloved Allah, who are at the door of Islam. People have no idea what the beautiful teachings of Islam are and what amount of peace and happiness can come in a society in which there is Islam and Iman. Ya Allah, let the winds of Islam blow. But those who have become stubborn and obstinate, they have made up their minds they will never accept Islam. And they will continue with the tyranny and oppression and suppression and torture of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then, my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. My beloved Allah, throughout the world, especially Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, Ah, my beloved Allah, Palestine, America, Europe, Africa, throughout the world, my beloved Allah, Ummah is going through great amount of tests and trials. Ya Allah, that Ummah for whom my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed so much of tears, the Ummah which he loved so dearly, Ya Allah, remove the sufferings of Ummah. Remove the sufferings of mankind, whether it is drought or famine or any other kind of problem. Ya Allah, the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried. How much of sacrifices he made for the Ummah. 3 solid years he was ostracized and boycotted for the sake of the Ummah. The time came when they had to chew leaves of trees for survival. The greatest after you, my beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is stoned in Taif, his shoes become filled with his Mubarak blood. He is stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. He stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. Ya Allah, when he is informed that that Ummah for whom you cried so much, the Ummah for whom you made so much of sacrifices, the Ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, drugs and drink and wine and women. No haya, no shame, no modesty is left. How much of pain and suffering we must be causing to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Protect the Haramain Sharifain from fitnas. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Protect our Masajid, our Madaris, and all institutions of Deen. Whoever is doing any work of Deen, as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia and within. Ya Allah, bless them with ikhlas. Ya Allah, bless them with maqbooliyat. Those hujjaj who are returning, Ya Allah, bless their heart with maqbooliyat. Accept all the tawaf, ziyarat, ibadat and duas that they made there. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. We have to die. We have to leave this world one day. There is no question of remaining here forever and ever. Kings, beggars, my beloved Allah, all have to leave. We have to leave behind, whether it's a palace or a mansion, it will have to be left behind. We are going to go alone into our graves. The only thing that will help us and assist us in our graves will be our amal and our actions. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, prostitute quarters, or popping drugs in our mouths. The angel of death is not going to give us any warning where he is going to strike and when he is going to strike. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. What kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace it would bring, my beloved Allah, when an ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to die in any kind of a haram institution or place. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. We know we are not deserving, but take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial faqih. Let our janazas be in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that when the winds of rahmat blow over the grave of Madina Sharif, we too may be forgiven. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How much he asked for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that He asked for us. Ya Allah, change the conditions in this country also from that of adversity to prosperity. From that of insecurity to that of security. Ya Allah, bless the people of the country with Islam and with Iman. And with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will bring peace and happiness and contentment. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida with his 124,000 companions. The duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made whilst kissing the Hajr Aswad, whilst making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, the duas that he made after touching the Rukne Yamani, The du'as that he made under the Mizabirah, the du'as that he made in the Hatim Sharif, the du'as that he made when he clung himself to the Multazam. Ha, where the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Multazam se chimat karke kitna manga, wataf mein chal karke jo manga, Mizab-e-Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga, Hatim mein jo manga, and the du'as that he made behind the Maqam-e-Ibrahim, and after drinking Zamzam, and on Safa and Marwa, and in Mina, and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, that masoom, sinless Nabi of yours, how much he cried for the Ummah. The du'as that he made at Muzdalifah, Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the Ummah with that goodness. Bless mankind with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and protect the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, ہم نا قابل قبول ہے پھر بھی قبول فرما. ہم جیسے بھی ہے, ہم گندے ہیں, سیاکار ہے, بدکار ہے, مجرم ہے, خطاکار ہے, سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے. ہماری دعاؤں کو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله.